From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where another Democrat is jumping into the race to become the next governor of Massachusetts. Harvard professor Danielle Allen, a political theorist who's never held an elected position, hopes to be the first woman and the first Black woman elected to the state's highest office. For more, we're joined now by WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks. Hey, Anthony, how's it going?
Hey, Paris, it's going great. I'm joining you from a bench on Boston Common, not far from where Danielle Allen just announced her run for governor.
Oh, that's awesome. So tell us more about that, Anthony, and more about Danielle Allen, her background, and her platform.
Well, Paris, as you mentioned, she's never held elective office, but she has an impressive academic resume. Danielle Allen is a political theorist at Harvard, where she directs the Edmund J. Safra Center for Ethics. She's also a recipient of a MacArthur Genius Award. And when she was just 32 years old, she's 49 now, she became a dean, the youngest dean ever at the University of Chicago. Another interesting fact, she's a former Republican. Her dad served in the Reagan administration, and she grew up as a conservative Republican, but she went through a kind of political transformation some years ago and is now running as a progressive Democrat. And what she's done recently is that she helped design public health responses to COVID. And she calls the state's response to the pandemic slow, halting, and fumbling. And here she is earlier today on Boston Common talking about why she's running for governor.
The pandemic made plain as day that there are different experiences for different people in our Commonwealth. People in the knowledge sector, they just got to, like me, roll up the drawbridges and telecommute and start riding the pandemic out. For people in the services sector, the bottom just fell out from under.
And Paris Allen says she wants to address the stark inequalities around housing, transportation, schools, and justice laid bare by the pandemic.
Anthony, it's still early in the governor's race, but remind us who else is running or at least thinking about it.
Right. So the election isn't until November 2022. And right now there's just one other Democrat who's declared his candidacy. That's Ben Downing. He represented Western Mass for five terms as a state senator, then helped run a solar power company in Boston. Downing, interestingly, is also focusing on inequality. Then State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz is also contemplating a run. And of course, the big question among the Democrats is Attorney General Maura Healey. She has millions of dollars in her campaign account, a lot of name recognition. So if she gets in the race, she'd probably be the front runner among the Democrats just by virtue of the fact that she has such great name recognition. And of course, we don't know if Governor Charlie Baker will run for a third term, but if he does, he's gotten pretty high marks for his handling of the pandemic and remains a very popular governor.
So this sounds like it's shaping up to be a pretty experienced field, Anthony, and it raises the question of will Allen, as a political outsider, really have a chance? Did she address any questions about that?
Well, she has addressed that question. She talked to me about it yesterday, and she made the point again today. She points out that there's a lot of precedent for this, including right here in Massachusetts, where political outsiders like Deval Patrick and Elizabeth Warren jumped into high-profile political races and won. And today, she also responded to a pretty stark question about whether she would be labeled as a clueless academic. And she said that some 15 years ago, when she was serving as a dean at the University of Chicago, she was one of only two women and the only woman of color in a lot of meetings there. And so she decided to, as she said, make space for herself. And she signed up for boxing lessons in a Chicago housing project with a guy named Heavy.
He looked like his name. He had no teeth. And he was one of the best teachers I ever had. So that's the kind of clueless academic I am.
Well, that's a pretty good answer, huh?
Yeah, I agree, Paris. But I think the challenge for Allen and other Democrats, frankly, will be to make the case against Charlie Baker. And the case would be that being a solid administrator isn't enough. You know, Allen is banking on the idea that the governor should do more than just run government competently. But the big question is, do enough Massachusetts voters see the governorship that way? Do enough of them buy the idea that these times demand that the governor do bigger things and really go after those structural inequalities that someone like Danielle Allen wants to address? If the answer is yes, then Democrats like Allen might be able to build a successful case against Baker, but it's clear that lots of voters approve of Baker. So if he does seek a third term, he'll be tough to beat.
Yeah, most definitely. After all, he is the most popular governor in the country.
Which, and it gets said again and again, and many polls bear that out.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch, and we'll look forward to talking with you as the race unfolds, Anthony.
Oh, I look forward to that, Paris. Thanks.
That's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Before we go, I should tell you what else is up. The city of Boston is facing a civil rights suit over police officers' actions during last year's demonstrations following the murder of George Floyd. In the federal lawsuit, four people claim that BPD officers attacked them during protests held the night of May 31, 2020. The suit names the city as well as three police officers who are allegedly involved in the attack. The plaintiffs claim that the officers used excessive force in hitting them with batons and spraying them with chemical agents. Lawyer Howard Friedman is representing the plaintiffs. He says that body cam footage captured one of his clients, Justin Akers, being shoved by an officer wielding a baton.
He was on his moped trying to leave when the officer from behind knocked him to the ground.
A Boston police spokesperson says the department does not comment on pending litigation. In other news, Governor Charlie Baker is announcing a cash lottery for Massachusetts residents who've been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Those who are eligible will be entered on July 1st. If you're 18 and older, you could win one of five $1 million cash prizes. Those who are 12 to 17 years old can win one of five $300,000 scholarships. And finally, organizers of the annual Head of the Charles Regatta are working out COVID protocols for the October event. The regatta's executive director, Fred Schock, says the event will be spread out over 3 days rather than the usual two.
We will announce later this summer specific mitigations and guidelines for athletes and for recommended guidelines for spectators who are coming.
Schock says the regatta could require that those who take part be vaccinated. Like many things, the Head of the Charles was canceled last year thanks to the pandemic. But here's to the things we missed coming back. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since a vaccine and post-pandemic life, I'm Paris Alston. Be well. Hey there! A lot of people listen to Consider This at the end of the day, and NPR's up first in the morning. But a lot of the actual news happens in the middle of the day, and the team bringing the best information about that news as it happens is the team behind WBUR and NPR's show Here and Now. And yes, there is a podcast version. So, want more of the best news reporting from public radio around the country? Check out Here and Now. Find it in the same place you found this podcast, wherever you listen. Just search Here and Now.